This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump is responding to this weekend's cancellation of high-level talks with Afghan and Taliban leaders. VOA Steve Herman.
U.S. President Donald Trump is denying he overruled Vice President Mike Pence and other administration officials about hosting the Taliban at Camp David for peace talks. Trump says a White House meeting with the Taliban would have been a step too far, but he thought Camp David would be good and still does. The president says after a Taliban attack last Thursday killed a U.S. soldier and 11 other people, it was he alone who decided to scrap the peace talks.
It was my idea, and it was my idea to terminate it. I didn't discuss it with anybody else.
The Taliban are warning that American troops will suffer more than anyone else. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The Trump administration is touting progress in curbing the number of migrants intercepted along the U.S. border with Mexico in the month of August, despite opposition from congressional Democrats and federal courts. VOA's Gladys Cahoke.
We're just going to keep going.
Mark Morgan, acting commissioner of Customs and Border Protection, told reporters Monday that the administration has made great progress in securing the border despite the obstacles.
The August numbers reflects a 56% reduction from the peak in May, which you recall was over 144,000 individuals.
Morgan said the reduction is due to the administration's determination to use every means possible to resolve the crisis on the U.S. border with Mexico. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
There are a few details about what is now North Korea's 10th launch, but hours after Pyongyang said that it was willing to reopen denuclearization talks with the United States, North Korea fired two unknown projectiles Tuesday. According to a statement from South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff, they were fired toward the sea off North Korea's east coast. This is VOA News. During a